everybody. Well, today is Saturday, and the date is March 7th, 2015. This is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. Oh, we're going to be having a program tonight, and we'll be dealing with the clocks that'll be running ahead an hour, so maybe you can get your clocks ready, and maybe 15, 20 minutes, we're going to adjust your clocks so you can change them during the show and put you in the now so that when the time change officially comes, your clock will kind of be connected to the now instead of having the cosmos do it for you. Otherwise, you can have an hour that is, in a sense, missing. It's not there. You're skipping over an hour. Where are you in that time? Let's first do a situation clearing, emotional situation, trauma, anxiety, or whatever you
had two of them?
I'm going to have on your plate here. So here we go. Releasing that energy. Think of something. And I'm hearing some noise, maybe from BBS back there. You guys have an open mic BBS? Yeah, I think they have an open mic.
Forget me. It's off now.
Hey, great. Okay, here we go. So, releasing your energy. So, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we'll energize the light beam. So we'll do males tonight, three male energies for your three light beams. So here comes three light beams into the first pitcher. One, two, three, four, five. Second pitcher. One, two, three, four, five. And third pitcher. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll bring you into the present moment in case you're not there. So do check your finger exercise, number one, see where you are. And we'll bring you into the now. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Yo, so we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Are you out there, Ann?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hi, and welcome, everyone. This is the Creation Light Ship Healing Show. If you're new, a special welcome to you. Ron has a website. It's creationlightship.com. There are many free healings on there. You can go in and acquaint yourself with the different healings and feel that wonderful gift of being reconnected to source energy, the only access to the true light on this planet. And it's a very exciting night because in a little while, near the end of the show, we will actually take a visit to Creation Lightship where you can request one physical healing. And tomorrow, just as a reminder, Ron has an 8-hour healing call that you can still get on if you'd like, and the information for that is also on his website. We had a lovely 4-hour call today, Ron. Thank you for that. And so if we could get back to the time change, Ron, I get a couple of emails from people that are, you know, kind of health things, and I understand that a lot of people who are concerned with people's physical health really don't like this daylight savings thing. And I don't know if this is true, but I heard that they used to do it in Russia, and now Russia has stopped doing it. And that, you know, I don't vouch for my sources, really. But apparently, you've said it's not good, but apparently there's quite a few people in the world that would agree with you, Ron. So maybe you could talk about that a little bit and clear us, and then we'll share with people what we discussed before the show as a plan.
Well, the first thing is when you do change the time, I think Arizona does not do the time change. Regardless, changing, for one, your biological clock, you know, in your body, and number two, is where did that time go? So it's, you know, it's an entry point and an exit point, we'll say, for the aliens to connect with you. Ups, the probably put in place because they want to have more control over you. Well, you have two times that they're able to push the times during the year, and then at the beginning of each year, they put you into a brand new year timeline. So what I'm going to do is go back last year when the time was where it is now, we'll say, or I don't know if it's the exact same date or not, but I think it is the same, maybe the same weekend, okay? Well, let's go back and go into the past, and we'll just assume that it's coming up close to 2 o'clock in the morning. They changed the time, and you actually lost, as you're turning your clock ahead, you lost that 1 hour. I want to bring that hour back to you. I'm going to do it minute by minute. I want to see how you feel, like a space-time crash where you're being brought back from space. I want to see if you happen to feel your energy get more vibrant and feel better because you're actually out there for an hour not being connected to anything except them. Not here, where are you? So you weren't here for a whole hour. Well, the clock changed. Supposed to be in time-based reality. Or so you want to be in the now where it doesn't exist, but when they're dealing the cards to you and they want to change something, where were you? So here we go. Sort of see how your body feels right now. I'll count from 1 to 60, which will be 1 minute, hour that you disappeared. I think you may understand this. You could ask a question, you know, let us know on something. This is where you were not here. Remember, the clock went ahead an hour instantly. Where were you? Supposed to be in linear time, according to the aliens. They create time. Here we go. Bring you back here last year when this happened to you. 1 minute, 2, 3, 4. Oh, man, that's heavy energy. 5, 6, 7, 9, and 10 minutes. And 11, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Oh, interesting. Maybe it's those 10-minute intervals. Aha. Uh-huh. Must be something going on there. Remember, they take you out every 10 minutes. So here we go. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 20, 27, 28, 29, and 30. What is an alien race having you? 31, 32, 33, 34. This is getting very hot. 35, 36, 37, 8, 9, 40. That's strange for me, okay? I wonder if that's when they give you illnesses. I'm just wondering because I'm getting very warm. I don't normally react to any of the clearings, so it feels like there's a lot of healing going on. And maybe that's where they give you emphysema or something when this happens. I don't know. So 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46. Oh, we have 47, 48, 49, 50. There we go. Another alien race got rid of you, had you. And the last one here, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. So you hypothetically had 6 alien races having you in there, in a sense, zero time. Maybe they cloned you out millions of times, you know, because you have no record of that. Kind of like when, you know, when you look at the life of Jesus, you have A.D. and, you know, B.C. Well, before death and after, before Christ and after death, well, where did he live? Numbers, you know, on our calendar, from, minus to a plus and zeros in the middle, but nothing existed in the zero. Anyway, kind of another way of looking at things. Wasn't here. So back to you, Anne.
Thank you, Ron. So before the show, we discussed that everyone could get a clock or get their clocks that they can change, and we could actually change the hour early while we're on this call with you and we're all on the CLS Now timeline of light, and that we could actually miss that change and not be so affected by it.
Yep.
So I would suggest to everyone that they, unfortunately, I don't think you can change your computer. I think it does it automatically. But if you have any other clocks, like I have an analog clock that I use if I need an alarm, and I have a clock that's a timer in my kitchen, or clock and timer, and it's digital, so I keep it covered over, but I'll change both of those. So maybe we'll give people a few minutes, Ron.
Yeah, we'll give you 5 minutes.
And I think that's such a wonderful idea, and thank you, Ron. An interesting thing happened to me. A neighbor who has a couple of cats said, ever since the last time change, her cat has been thrown off. And then I realized, you know what, so has my cat. I forgot about that. And she said, for some reason this year, my cat could never adjust to that time change. And so I thought that was very interesting. And, you know, of course, I'm doing my best to keep my cat as well as myself on the CLS Now timeline of light, but it just, I guess, affects even animals.
That, or maybe it's a cloned timeline. So the timeline is for clones. The humans that are left, including animals, now have to adapt to a cloned artificial intelligent timeline. That's possible, too. It gets really kind of freaky, you know, but... You know, only thing that, you know, we're going to really understand is backstory maybe in 6 months or so from now when you kind of look back and you see what's going on. I'm going through it in the moment or just going through it at all. You don't always catch on to what's happening. So, back to you, Anne.
Okay, Ron, thank you. In the meantime, we had a couple of questions. A listener, wrote in and said that they've been having some issues with mobility, and they were wondering if you could do a clearing of our legs. So maybe we could just do that while we're waiting for people to get their clocks.
Leg clearings. Well, normally, you know, you always want to start with entities. So, recent entities. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, again and again, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. If that's helped you. And, remember, entities are kind of where you want to enter into having a special clearing or a clearing that you're dealing with, you know, because the entities are giving it to you normally. You already have part of it, but they give you all the rest. Wonder why you can't get fixed. And it's the entities are dealing with you, especially if you go someplace, a lot of people who have that same particular situation. I'll just go a step further. So let's just say that in your town, there's one store, and, you know, maybe, you know, we'll talk about having a twisted ankle or something, you know. I always use that as an example to kind of keep it zeroed down, you know, just to one thing. There's one store in your whole town that sells crutches. Actually, you need to get a crutch, and unless you get a used one, but forget about the used one, because you don't want to take somebody else's energy who's worse than you are by getting a used crutch, okay? So you want to now get a set of crutches. So you go to that one store. Well, when you walk in that door, what's going to be in there? All the entities that hung on to people, you know, who have a problem with their ankle or whatever. They needed crutches. So right away, they're the target. You're wearing that T-shirt going into that location. But that's kind of what we talk about a lot. How do you become a victim of a situation and you don't even know what you're doing wrong until you finally look at it, you know, and you go, wow, you know? So anyway, that's why I really don't even go by hospitals. I get walking into one, you know. I see a hospital, I'm not even going to be, I'll see it typically, or if I know where it is, I'm not even going to drive in front of it. I don't want to get this stuff glomming onto me asking for healings and stuff, you know. You want to get it coming onto you because dealing with an issue. Oh, well, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And I was wondering, too, it just kind of brought me to thinking about the pain body, and I was wondering if we could have a sample of the pain body healing as well.
Okay, so here we go. You have pain in your body. One, two, three, releasing that from you. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Whose pain is this? Is this your pain? Your parents give you the pain, okay? So maybe your parents pass it on to you. So let's just clear that away from your parents. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll just look at grandparents now. Maybe they gave you the pain. What happens here? One, two, three, four, and five. And having some more fun here, maybe one of your siblings gave you the pain. One, two, three, four, and five. Remember, this is through energetic cordings that this could happen, and or genetics. Let's work now with some of your friends. We'll do male friends. So one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, friends. One, two, three, four, and five. Let's do now people that don't like you. Males. One, two, three, four, and five. Females that don't like you. One, two, three, four, and five. This is slow enough that you should be able to feel kind of reaction. Kind of give you a clue what's going on in your life with that pain. So, last one where somebody doesn't like you and they're sending you pain energies, then that would be typically, know who they are, the dark side practitioner. Just don't know, then it would be the curses, hexes, spells. Back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And, you know, I was going to get to this later, but since you brought this up, we have an email from a listener who a person she knows cords her and projects things onto her. And she says, you know, I have these two issues I'm aware of, and I won't say what the issues are, but they're common, and many people have them. And this friend is comments upon these issues and gives advice, and she says, you know, she feels that she's courting her, and, you know, how do you stop this? So, of course, the first answer is this person's courting you. There is a clearing called people courting. But my question to you, Ron, is if a person, whether they like you or not, is constantly courting you like that, you know, isn't there a crossover point where that person is almost like a dark arts practitioner?
Yeah, that would be correct, yeah, because would be sending you mind energy all the time and or talking to you about something that they don't like. Typically, maybe parents do that. Children, you know, as they get older, because they want them to have a nice life, and they try to tell you what to do, what not to do. And maybe you're 30 years of age or so, and you go, geez, Mom, just leave me alone, you know. They want you to have children, you know. I don't want to have any children, you know. You're bringing it up. Gee, I want to want to have, you know, a grandson or granddaughter and go, I don't want to have any kids, you know? That's another thing that parents could probably portray on you. So, but they're courting you. So you need to release that energy from those people. And I guess at some point you need to, like, divorce them, whether it's divorcing your parents, divorcing your friends. If they're harming you all the time and you know about it, then at some point you need to realize, you know, we're doing emotional healing on them. Maybe that'll help it. But, you know, like in your life force energy, then you don't want to have that person around in your life. You have to look at what are they doing to you? How long have they been doing it? So I'll walk away, Renee. Say, I don't want to see you any longer, you know, or something. Take your phone, you know, change your phone number or whatever, you know, just disattached, you know, from that person. So that's what I would suggest doing. So, right, the, you know, a lot of problems that people have, maybe you're afraid to tell your family members that, you know, you don't believe the way they do. You don't want them to run your life any longer. And quit sending me energy, you know. And normally if you say that, if they're of a certain faith, you know, they may put 10 times stronger, you know. They just want to just walk away, you know. Vanish, in a sense, you know, because it's up to you. I don't know what else to say, how to do that, but, you know, you can always divorce your parents. Know that they are, you're not, and you don't want to be there any longer. It's up to you. You have the choice. Back to you. We can do the clocks now, I guess.
Yeah, I was just going to say, okay, thank you for that information, Ron. That's very helpful. And, yeah, I'm ready to do where I am. It's almost 7:30 in the evening.
Here we go. Take our clock and move it ahead. So do that right now and move it 1 hour ahead. I feel the energy change a little bit, but we're going to bring you back now into the present moment. Here we go. You're moving your clock. We'll wait to give you a half a minute here in case you have troubles moving it ahead forward here. Here we go. We're going to energy. That you're now in the present moment. So your eyes see that, okay? Aliens are going, they're changing our program early. Now we got to reconnect to you, but we're going to stop them from doing that. Put you back in the present moment. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and that's feeling better. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, there, I think it's locked in for everybody. 3, 4, and 5. So now you're in the present moment, and the time went away. Hour of time no longer exists any longer, and you're now in the now time, which will be an hour from what it was a few minutes ago. Joanne, what do you think?
That was great, Ron. I had a moment after I said it's 7:30 here. I had a moment, wait, which way do I go? I remembered, okay, it's an hour ahead because it's springtime, so now I have it set for 8:30-ish. And thank you so much. I mean, that's really exciting. And I would just add, and I'm sure you'll agree, Ron, or and if you can think of anything else, to just continually say, I command my spirit and body and my home and my car, I would add, to be only on the CLS Now timeline of light.
That's good.
And just for the time, then we're off the call. We'd all like to just stay connected to you 24/7, Ron. But since we can't, the best we can do is stay on the CLS Now timeline of light.
I just keep you in the mind of heart drop, you know, like we talk about, and that'll put you in the present moment. What we did is we took away probably a lot of the alien programs. Longer attached to their time around. Doesn't matter, you know, why they did it and everything else. still another tool for them.
And then I would say that tonight especially, like if you have to get up at a certain time tomorrow morning or you just in general have a certain bedtime or something, I would think it'd be best to try to ignore. I mean, of course, if you have to set an alarm to get up tomorrow, you have to. But, you know, not to even think about the fact that anything, you know, is different and just go to bed when you feel like it. Right, Ron? Would that be better?
Yeah, that'd be correct, probably, yeah.
Not say to yourself, oh, I should go to bed at this time instead of that time and, you know, start thinking about it. It's just stay in the now.
Okay.
Well, that was you know, my thought on it. But so thank you so much for doing that, Ron. We all just, you know, kind of escaped from that timeline change that the aliens had planned for us. So I really appreciate you.
Got rid of some of the stuff, so.
Great.
I mentioned on the lost time from last year.
No, not yet, but I will keep checking. We do have, you just gave us a brand new healing, so if maybe you haven't listened in a while or maybe you only listen on Saturday nights, but on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, on the left-hand side where he has free healings, there's a new one called Environmental Imbalance, and we have, I know the last show I did, we had some testimonials about it, Ron, so that seems to be really having a big impact on people. One person wrote in, and they didn't say exactly where they're from, but snow was predicted, and it totally didn't come, the snow that was predicted, so that's pretty cool. And another person wrote in, very interestingly, that they were watching the weather on television, and the weather person kept pointing to different lines, like some going east-west and some going north-south, and calling them timelines, which is interesting, and saying, well, if the line goes above our state here, we're going to get snow. But if the timeline goes below our state and pointed to this other line, isn't that interesting? And then there was a north-south line as well coming even all the way from Canada down through the U.S., and again, this news broadcaster is talking about timelines. And this listener also did the environmental imbalance, and they got, let me see here, I'm looking at so many different ones. I don't know if she said they didn't get any snow or they got, like, a lot less snow. I think pretty much the storm bypassed them that was predicted. So that's great.
Very good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's, I think it just totally didn't come. And it's a nice sunny day there now.
Also switch.
Yeah, yeah. So that's really nice that we've that healing. Maybe it's because so many people I know are suffering on the East Coast with that weather. So that was a really powerful healing, Ron. So you really made a big impact with that.
That's right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone said the weather people have been listening to you too, Ron. So they know these are timelines. Okay. So in a little while, we're going to go on Creation Lightship. And everyone, in case you're new, you want to pick one physical healing to request for while you're on Creation Lightship, and the light beings will work with you when you get there. They're doctors, and they will work on... Better to only request one thing. And I'm going to move on to some more emails. Dear Ron, I feel much stronger and more confident in commanding my spirit and keeping safe from alien attacks and cords ever since the organ rejuvenation healing session in December. Thank you again. I know you asked for testimonials about that, so that's very interesting because it was very oriented towards the physical, but this person is saying they feel more powerful in their spiritual power, too.
Great.
Right. Okay, someone wrote in and said that they've done the emotional clearing, and then they began to have pleasant and lucid dreams, where in the recent past, I either haven't recalled dreams or had lucid dreams. So what do you make of that?
Boy.
Is it a part of the clearing, of the releasing, would you say?
It's possible it could be.
Mm-hmm.
It almost feels like body got freed up, emotion, but the emotional body is still experiencing alien attacks in other areas, you know, in the beyondo. Maybe want to redo that clearing for your emotional body. If anybody out there has the unlimited version, put in your emotional body and do your whole lifetime on it. Very curious to see how that out. That's what it might be. So we'll just see what happens. Maybe we'll get some comments those here about that.
Right. Okay, let me see if we have any comments coming in live. Okay. Nothing new. Okay, well, Ron, we're getting, it's almost 20 of the hour. If we want to go to the light ship now, we could.
Sounds good. We could ask for comments from dead people. Maybe something would come in. I don't know. Right, here we go. Let's go to the light ship, everybody. I'll take probably 6 requests if you want to type something in. So here we go. Going up to the light ship, bringing up our animal, pets, our tree, garden, plants. And here we go. Going up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'm going to go into the first room, which is the hot tub room. This time we are in a clear gel. I feel your body maybe changing temperature somewhat. Sometimes it gets a little warmer in your body as you start getting some of this stuff off of you, you know, the detox energies. Go to another room. Let's go to the room with the little beavers. Always 3 of these coming to you, so here they come. Request your one particular physical healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go to the room which has goats. So here we go. Goat room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the birdie room. So let's go where the birds are. Go and request your healing. Stronger, stronger, stronger and stronger. And let's go into the room that has the large trees. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Also, let's go into the room that has the small trees. Little bonsai trees, looks like. Very cute. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And going into another location, and we'll go into where the swans are. Request your particular healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And went to the room that has the volcano energy. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll go into one more room here. We'll go into the room that has the crystals in it. And this is like maybe black hematite, sort of. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. Hey, so everybody, we'll come back from the light ship, coming back down.
Wait a minute.
I think we didn't do a birthday last time, did we? So, yeah, this is our birthday night.
Oh, you're right. It's the first of the month. Yeah, sorry,
everyone. Everybody.
I forgot. So, yeah.
Oh, yummy, yummy. So we'll go to the food court, and we're going to have our birthday cake. So don't want cake or ice cream or all that good stuff. You can get some kind of, drink or soup or something. Here we go. Now, and you're probably seeing everybody who's listening. And maybe you're up there physically. And going to the food court. Get their light beings there. And they're going to be singing to us, supporting the people who are a year older this month here. Here. Oh. Anyway, here we go. I'll get your ice cream and your dessert and whatever else you'd like to have. And they'll materialize it for you. It's more like the size of a pencil eraser. Ask for seconds, thirds, and fourths if you wish. It'll energize your body. Very nutritious. We're having that first sampling right now. Everybody's singing happy birthday to the people who are going a year older in this month here. So here we go. Oh, happy birthday, everybody. Leaving now, coming back here at the deer room. So we'll go to the deer room here. So here's a deer, so stronger. I'm stronger, 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 and stronger. Back down from the light ship. No. I'm from 5 to 1 backwards, so you may feel the energy shift in your room. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, Ann, well, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks so much. And I'm so glad you did the deer room. I was going to request that. Some listener asks for that every week. So somebody out there really, really loves going into that deer room. I didn't want them to miss it. And that's great that you remembered to do the birthdays. So we have a great question here, Ron. We have a listener on tonight who's from the UK. And their time change is a different date. It's not until March 29th. So the question is, could they listen to the archive of tonight that night, or perhaps could they, I don't know if it would be good for you to do it again on that night, like if they're write in and remind us for the show the 28th of March, which we'll be on, that you could do that for the UK people, or what's the best thing to do there, Ron?
Well, if we don't do it then, by all means, remember this archive, and I'll allow that to work for you with the energy. So,
and so really, any other countries, I don't know what other countries do. Maybe a lot of other countries do it at different times. I never even thought of that.
I didn't either, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let this work for people that, are not in our same jurisdiction. Oh, that's, what else can we do tonight?
Well, we do have some comments now. And one person wrote in on the message board, what clearing would allow me to speak truthfully about my feelings and thoughts, plus encourage others to speak truthfully to me? And then added, thanks, love the environmental and balance clearing. That's a big hit. So this person wants to be able to speak more probably clearly and truthfully.
Oh, well, there's two clearings that will help you, so works with mental energy. So number one is the education clearing. That one's a fabulous clearing. Also, there's the IQ clearing. Both of those will give you that extra edge. Bring in maybe more information for you in the now to help yourself out. So those two clearings are just fantastic. Well, if you feel sluggish someday, you know, mentally, or maybe even you're going to school, you know, and you got to do, you know, some kind of special exam or something, you know. You know, to do that clearing maybe a week in advance or something, and just see how you're able to respond to that. Remember, your emotions are going to probably get triggered, you know, when you're talking to somebody about being, you know, truthful, we'll say. So that's kind of what that is, because you're dealing with energies that might possibly harm somebody. That's what it sort of sounds like. You want to tell the person, you know, the way you think about them, and they want, you want them to respond truthfully about you. That's what, where I think the caller is asking. Well, if you do those clearings, you may not even need to understand what's going on. You don't need to understand what your problems are. You just need to move on with them. The clearing, far as what your situation is, on from there, so that you're able to, or energies of peace for yourself. If you're completely in peace, it's not going to matter what somebody tells you about yourself. It really won't make any difference to you because you're in peace. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. Okay, that was really good information. And somebody else has an interesting one. I've been working with a new group of coworkers and would like to know what clearing I may do to be included into the group. This person's been left out of some meetings that they need information about, and the new people are also resisting receiving information from this listener. They're already doing the psychic billboard, and I'm sure that's helping a lot, but how could she get it more in with these people? It's almost a similar question, isn't it?
I did the 2,000-year darkness barcode on them.
That's a great idea. Someone who does healings, who I was talking to the other day, Ron, heard in an archive that you said the 2,000-year darkness barcode will help with people who are resistant to the light, to learning about creation lightship. And I think I don't think it's even overstating it to say probably everyone listening has had that situation where you try to tell a friend or a family member about creation lightship and they just block it out or don't, you know, they're just not open at all. And so this person reminded me that the 2,000-year darkness barcode is good for that as well.
Yeah. And it'll get rid of the darkness off them. Oh.
And then they might resonate to the light a little bit better.
That's the whole thing, is are they resonating to light or not? Or are they resonating to the false light, the light of the darkness? And, you know, everybody gets that in the churches. So right away you have to overcome the fact that you've been lied to through your whole life and your parents' life, you know, because they probably, you know, the only reason why you're typically, I may not say this right, but you know, if you're going to church, and we'll say that, just say picking on, I guess, the Pentecostals tonight, we'll say that that's a bad thing, you know, but, you know, anyway, just, you know, so if your parents were Pentecostal, well, then you're going to be one. You're not going to probably act like they'll disown you out of the family, you know, So they're going to want you to carry on what their belief system is, okay? The 2,000-year darkness barcode, and that'll give you some room to really think of what you're doing. Even if you're listening right now and you happen to be, you know, maybe your assignment from the church is, oh, listen to this crazy guy here, you know, and hold on to your cross, you know, and not the blood of Jesus and everything else, and do your stuff, you know. Well, do the 2,000-year barcode, and maybe you'll get some truth, you know? So that's the whole process, is to free yourself. That's the main thing. We started off with doing entities, so as the Bible would talk about that as being evil spirits, although, you know, there is demonic ones too, so they might lump them all into one thing. But I think our approach, at least what I'm doing, is making it a little more palatable for people, because right away you don't get jumped out of your skin all the time, because an emotional body that you know about, you can get rid of it. Where if you have that program of some red-eyed devil with horns, and you put that into what I'm talking about as far as entities, it might scare the bejeebers out of you. I have dealt with those beings. Oh, our way is much nicer and easier or palatable for anybody of religions to realize about what entities are, how they can hop into people, affect their whole lifetime. Especially somebody who has an addiction, like smoking or drinking, you know, or whatever, you know, hard drugs or something. Or even prescription drugs, if you have that, you know, and you can't get off of them. Well, you know, anything that you're doing that you off of and you want to have free choice, free will in your life, and this thing is holding you back, along with grid lines. You know, that's another thing we talk about is grid lines. So you want to get off of that energy. Oh, I'd recommend everybody, if you could do, if you, you know, are kind of wondering what clearing to do next, okay? So we'll just talk out to the people that have done a few clearings and they go, you know, I don't know what I want to do next, but I kind of feel like I want to do something. When I get that earth, I think grid line cording off of you, definitely do that one. You may feel yourself changing. Well, the reptilians, I believe, I may not be right with this, but we'll just kind of go with what I'm talking about here. The reptilians are in control of all the ley lines, the grid lines of the planet. They act their energies to that. Actually, if they want you to fail and you're hooked up to a grid line, then they can act energy wherever they are on that grid line to you. So I'm trying to make it very easy for people. So that's what you want to get off of you is grid line cording, so you can become free. That's your shackle. Shackle and your chain around your neck and the ball on your foot with the chain on it is the earth grid lines that they brought connected stuff to humanity here. Oh, I'm going to talk not about the different alien groups, but this is what I'm finding right now. Having situations going on, very possibly that clearing could help you. I'm not going to say it's going to give you a new life, but what I mentioned there, always a way that they hook into you. I don't think the planet really even has in light, you know, any kind of grid lines or ley lines or a longitude, latitude markings on it. That's all mind energy. Now, I'll know that if you go on up in an airplane, once you kind of get above the clouds, we'll say a little ways, body changes completely. Think about that last time you had a plane flight. All of a sudden you feel freed up. And you don't know what it is. And you take a flight, check it out, and you're going to realize that, yeah, wow, well, you're not attached to any of this stuff. Back to you, Ann.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Ron, that that grid line could have a really big impact in people's lives. And you had mentioned, I don't know, a few weeks ago, is it possible now that there are a few less of that species controlling us, or less of them on the planet now?
I think so. I can't really, yeah, but, you know, very possibly, yes. Uh-huh.
Good. Good. Okay. Now, can we go a little longer tonight?
Nope. I think our, yeah, we can go to probably five after.
Oh, great.
10 minutes.
Okay, another person wrote in. There are two questions, actually, about free healing. So thanks so much for the new environmental clearing. People really love that, Ron. Can I put it on for my whole town? I did last night for 600 minutes. And I just wanted to say I put it on for my whole state because there's a situation where I live. And I'm assuming that that's okay, right, Ron, to kind of let the light beings know what's going on that's off environmentally?
Well, yeah, I don't know how well it'll work for your state, okay? I would do it first for where you are, because you want to cover where you are, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or a situation that you're dealing with. And maybe make it into, so you first want maybe your location, you, and we'll just say where you're living, your house, your apartment, whatever. That's where you're living, and you want to have that energy change where you are. Next, you may want to go to your particular town / city that you're living in. I don't think I would go too much further than that. You want to get those two things handled first. If you did a lot of these clearings, just say that for some reason the newscaster said, you know, a week from now, you know, this is going to be awful here. Weather's going to be terrible. Well, first clean out where you are. Do that so you feel like it's feeling good to you. Then clean your town out. And then maybe go into the county where you are. I don't know if I would do the whole state because you're looking at so much stuff that's happened there. But I don't think I would go past your county. Or I guess they call it back east boroughs, I think. Oh, something like that, you know, just keep it that. Because otherwise the state's going to be pretty large. Got to work on yourself first. Oh, that's what I would do. I don't think I would go into the state. I would just go into where you are.
Okay. And it's, in a way, this is a similar question. Someone's asking about what exactly to write into the holographic reality clearing, which is another one of your free ones, Ron. And I was wondering, that made me think, how could the environmental imbalance and the holographic reality maybe work together a little bit?
Well, remember, everything is on a hologram, which is timelines. So here is something that's going to be coming to you. Okay, that newscaster, right, giving you weather program, telling you that, yeah, this is not looking good, you know, in a week from now. Well, bringing in that timeline to you. So you want to get rid of that projection of their energy. The hardest thing of everybody else's thoughts about it. Oh, people like to, people enjoy misery and everything else of stuff happening. They, you know, they keep watching the news waiting for it to happen. Well, you're doing a lot of energy work. They can, oh, maybe even out of their comfort zone. Okay? Because some people want to see that bad weather and they really enjoy it, where most people may not, but, oh, you know, I'm trying to flip this around a little bit here for everybody. That's why they have news. You know, you watch news, and you don't see anything good on the news. Oh, it's, you know, what happened in your town? Who got shot or whatever happened, you know? Very seldom see anything that's good on the news, because the news, if it wasn't something that was bad, well, they wouldn't watch it. And people like seeing that stuff, you know? Way to look at it when you see things like that is, well, wow, this is great. I now see this. How does that relate to me? What energy in my body is blocked? Because now I'm watching it, and, you know, I'm really enjoying what they're saying about this event, you know. Well, you know you got a problem there. Not that the event's bad, you know, as you're judging the event, it's that you have blocked energy. And you should be able to look at it and not even go, well, yeah, okay, I heard the news. It was an hour long, and didn't relate to me, but I saw everything. That's where you want to be. It doesn't relate. Otherwise, if it does relate, then you got that inside of yourself. That could kill you. You want to get rid of it.
that's kind of what I would say, you know, is get in there and clean things out. And with the holographic reality, find out what your trigger is, you know? Maybe your holographic reality of who, what you think of yourself is that you have no money. That's your holographic reality that you're displaying. Well, clean out that you want to have more money or something, you know? That's your hologram. That's what you're living in. Everybody has their own holographic reality that they're shaking hands with and connecting with to other people's holographic reality. Oh, and if you notice, like I mentioned other shows, you know, you're not going to really see a transient person walking into a hotel where it's maybe, you know, let's just say $300-$400 a night to get a room. They first wouldn't even probably allow them to be in there. Okay? So what you're doing is you're resonating with people at the same level of consciousness as you. So, you know, that's what you want to change. Want to change your life, then what's your hologram doing? What's your billboard saying? So you want to get in there and change that. People aren't used to seeing somebody that's different. That's the problem, that you have all this judgment here. Sort of that. You need to see the way people treat other people. Some people that could really help people really don't even care to have the means to do so, and it's just kind of sad to watch people who are homeless, and probably maybe they're not completely 100% mentally, you know, stable, and that's where they're living, and they, you know, you'd be looking in trash cans to get some bottles or cans to sell, you know, for a nickel or something to get them switched out for some money, you know, and it's, or even eating out of a trash can. So I've seen that, and I go, wow, this is bad, you know. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I was thinking, since you brought up the news, and in case anyone listening, you know, got snagged recently, maybe we could have a sample of the media trauma in case somebody, you know, accidentally watched the news or got caught into some sob story or something like that. Could you clear that for us?
Yeah, so here we go. Think of the issue that you saw. Remember, that issue can bring you entities, okay? So in the news, maybe they had somebody and they showed a person with a car accident, and, you know, it was bad looking, and they took a couple of quick pictures and they didn't edit them out. And now you're seeing a person kind of mangled or something. Or maybe you saw, you know, one of the movies watching people hunting elephants, you know, and they're shooting elephants. And you go, oh, geez, well, that's not good. You know, to me it wouldn't be good, but judgment here. But those people really enjoy doing that to get that trophy, you know. But maybe you had compassion for the elephant, and now you have the elephant with you. But to you, it happens, even if it's on your TV. Somehow they can come through your TV. Don't ask me how or why, but that's what happens. So here we go. Take away that energy from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So let's I'll do one more question here. Oh, I got four after. Nope, we gotta beat feet, everybody. So we gotta.
Well, thank you, Ron. It was such a wonderful show, and thank you for doing that time change thing. I was just thinking about the car. So if I go out, would it be good to go out and do the car right now?
Yeah, that would be, yeah, uh-huh.
Not wait until tomorrow.
Right, yeah, you want to get it on your timeline, because now you're changing your timeline
right
to now.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what it says. You remember that. It's like you have a brand new clock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What's an hour, you know, behind? You're in a brand new timeline, just like, you know, you had the battery out of your car, you know? You put the battery in, and now you got to reset everything. Now you're in control of resetting your life.
Right.
For this new timeline. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. This you should be doing yourself all the time. Using the word time again, unfortunately, but 6 times a day wouldn't be bad. So we're going to command your spirit out loud. I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And you say that, and count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times, and you're done. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening tonight. And do send comments if you wish, and we can pick them up on the next show. Well, thank you. Blessings, everybody. Thank you, Ann. Thank you,
Thank you, Ron. Bye.
Bye.